From high above ringside at Rogers Place in Edmonton, this is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and this is Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Matteo challenging CeCe. He's run to the corner boards by White Cloud. Perry deep on the right, passes left. Nurse shoots, deflected wide. Comes around behind to the near boards. Thrown in front, off a night and into the goal. I think it went off Martinez. A shot from deep on the right. There was hardly anybody near the crease for the Oilers. And it goes off Martinez and into the net. Talk about a bad break for the Knights. Cody CeCe just blindly fired it towards the middle. There was an Oiler behind the goal, but there was not an Oiler within 25 feet of the crease above the goal line. Of course, that shot, it still dazzles his teammates. Oilers come in, a centering pass save, Hill, closing to his left on Hyman. Out comes Brendan Brisson. Floats it left circle, Howden shoot, save.
Yeah, nice little backhand sauce pass from Brisson. He gets into the middle of the ice and draws CeCe into him, and that makes a little space for Howden, who's charging down the left side. Perfect pass from Brisson and quick shot from Brett. Better save from Stuart Skinner.
Floats it around the rim. Barbashev takes it left corner. Feeds the slot, picked off by Hyman, who lifts it in the air and out to center. Dreisaitl picks up the pass, shoots it off the pipe. Steered away by Skinner to the corner. Oilers clear the zone with 2-1-0. And that is all for the opening period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Oilers 1, Golden Knights 0. 75th game of the season for Keegan Kolesar, appearing in 75 out of 78. And he joins us now. Hi, Keegan. Dan Duva in the radio booth. Thanks very much for stopping by. What do you make of tonight's game through 20?
Yeah, sloppy execution by us so far. We're not playing to a standard that we need to win this game.
Well, you would like to think that that could be turned around. How do you do it?
You know what? That period's over with. We got out of it 1-0. Hiller made a bunch of really good saves for us. So now it's time for us to, you know, pull up our socks and get to work.
You got Brendan Brisson skating with you for a good chunk of that period there. He's got points in each of his last four NHL games. How has he grown? How have you seen Brisson come from where he started this season and where he is now in his first handful of NHL games?
Yeah, confidence is key. You know, he's always been a point guy, a skill guy, in whatever league he's been in, right? So I think for the first bit there, he just needed to see the puck go in, maybe get a couple of assists, maybe a couple of nice passes. You know, you start to build the confidence from there.
Your goaltender, Aiden Hill, is back in after having missed the last 18 days. And last time that the Golden Knights played the Oilers, he was terrific in that one back in early February. How about getting Aiden back today?
Yeah, it's awesome. Logan stepped up big for us there when we needed him to. And now, you know, we have two good goaltenders there that are ready to lock some minutes for us down the stretch here.
Barbashev didn't get it through. To the point for a shot save. Another try. Bang it away. Finally, Skinner gets the whistle. Beyond the reach of Evander Kane, Fogle finds it, skates in down the slot to the goal. Saved by Hill with the glove. Hague and Fogle were tangled up. Oilers get it. Feed comes out to the high slot. Kept in. Perry feeds right side. Back to the left. An Ekholm shot. He scores. Mattias Ekholm, a rifle from the left circle. 2-0 Edmonton.
A hurdle got stuck out there. Way too long of a shift. He's unable to get to where he needs to be in coverage. He's the center out there, and Ekholm is left alone on that side, and it's a real nice puck movement, great pass across the seam. Hill is over there. It's just Ekholm blasts this one right through him.
8 minutes gone, 12 to go in the second. 2-0 Oilers, and an offensive zone control for Edmonton. Quick shot, save, rebound, score. Hyman on the doorstep. A rebound goal is his 53rd of the season. 3-0 Edmonton. Feeds right point. White Cloud is there. Taps it left. Weak side. A shot off the pipe. Rebound. Nobody for Vegas could propel it toward the goal. It's out of the zone. Carried ahead on the right wing side. To the goal. Save Skinner. Stopping a great breakaway look for Anthony Mantha. Pass to no one. Picked off by the Knights. The dump in. That'll do it for the period. Oilers extend the lead. It was 1-0 after one. It's 3-0 after two. A pair of even strength goals. Looks to hand it off. Knights can't take it away cleanly. Out in front, Nugent Hopkins shooting save. Aiden Hill comes out and stops Nugent Hopkins at close range. Oilers attack straight on. Bouchard to the left. Feed down to the left goal line by Nugent Hopkins. Gets a return pass. Dreisaitl scores on the right wing. Leon Dreisaitl. 41st goal. 4-0 Edmonton. It's a power play marker, 5-3. With 13:10 to go in the third period. And the power play will continue at 5-4 for a minute 33. Here's a stretch pass. Hannafin finding Kolesar, who scores! Shorthanded goal. And the Knights break the goose egg with 12:10 to play in the third and trail 4-1. Keegan Kolesar scores his seventh. Noah Hannafin with the assist shorthanded. And the Knights get one back against Stuart Skinner and the Oilers. Beat him on the glove side. Keegan Kolesar. That's a nice shot right there from Keegan over the left pad of Skinner. Oh, Hill gives the puck away and a wraparound score for the Oilers. Holloway up from the American League and on the scoreboard. Aiden Hill stopped the puck behind his net. Thought he could leave it there for a teammate. Nobody got there before Dylan Holloway. And it's a 5-1 Edmonton lead with 10 minutes to go in the third period. Oilers coming ahead. Looking to put an exclamation mark on the season series. It's all over. Edmonton 5, Vegas 1. The Oilers trounce the Knights despite not having Connor McDavid in the lineup.